My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's health update. Roy Williams here, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation, and you made it. You made it to another week. Today is Friday, and of course, this is Freedom Friday. I love this show because I get to talk about things that really matter. I mean, about everything we talk about on this radio show, today's health update, they're important. They really are. But we're in some times right now like I've never experienced in my lifetime. We are being hit from every direction with all kinds of turmoil, all kinds of insanity, in my viewpoint. We're going against everything that America was set up to be our foundation. Our foundation, going against the very foundation of our founding fathers. And I'm just going to shoot you from the hip today. I'm going to tell you exactly how I see things. But the real message today is going to be this. What is your source? What is your source? And what I mean by that is, where are you getting your information? You know, you got to think about that today. There was a time back when I was a young boy, Walter Cronkite, and you know, some of those news announcers, you could pretty well count on it that they were true reporters of what was going on in the world without being influenced from the left or the right to any degree, from the powerful people, the elitist, the big organizations, the big companies, didn't have such a stranglehold on the media like they do the media today. I'm telling you, today's media is in a stranglehold. If you're watching the mainstream media, and I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, CNBC, just about everything that's on television, except for a few like Newsmax, there's a few that you can get some good information from, but basically the rest of it, even Fox News, is now almost completely controlled by the deep state and their agenda and the elitist and all those people that's in control. George Soros has, the man has bought out huge segments of the media, and for one reason and one purpose only, and that's to push his agenda. And you got to remember who he is. He is one evil person. Evil human being. I stressed that twice, or I said that twice for emphasis. He's an evil man. I mean, if you studied his history, it would make you want to vomit. He was born a Jew, full-blood Jew. And whenever the Nazis took over and started forcing them into prison camps, he, to save his own hide, turned almost all his own family in to them, knowing that they were going to go to these prison camps and knowing that they were going to be assassinated, put to death, if they didn't bow down and worship Hitler. And that's what it boils down to. So let's take it deeper. Let's go all the way back to the original evil, okay? Where did evil start from in the earth age that we're in today? I call it the flesh age, where we're in these flesh bodies. We all know, I think you should be aware of, and maybe you don't accept this, but I think most people do. We're in our flesh bodies, but what's within our flesh bodies is our soul, our spirit, okay? And it goes all the way back to the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, how far back was that? We're not sure. I mean, fossils dating and carbon dating will tell you scientifically they've proved that the earth is millions and millions of years old, and I have no doubt that that's true, because I understand that there was an earth age before the flesh age, before humans was on this earth in the flesh. I understand that completely. But in the beginning, it says God created the heavens and the earth, and it don't say when he did it, don't say how long it lasted, but you read on later in the Bible, and it tells you plainly that he created it for the habitat of his children, sons of God, they were called. Some people call them angels, and that's okay. They are of the angelic form and the spirit form. That's what that means, by the way. Angel is a spirit messenger, okay? They're not in the flesh. They're messengers sent from God in the spirit. And we've got the spirit within us. It's our motivation, I call it. It's our drive. It's our inspiration. What does the word inspiration mean? It means the spirit within us working through us to bring about a goal that God has for us. I believe that with all my heart. Of course, I'm a big studier of the Bible. If you listen to Monday School, you know that. But so God created the earth and put one-third of his, he put in his entire population here for the habitat. Now, at this time, you got to understand the earth was perfect. It was absolutely the most amazing thing you can imagine. It was like a tropical paradise all over the whole world. There was no water, no seas, I should say. There was water, but there was no seas. And if you read the Hebrew manuscripts, you'll get the message. And I'm telling you, it's not taught in churches, unfortunately. They're missing the boat. Of course, you got to remember today's question is, what is your source? I'm going to take that all the way down to what is your source when it comes to the Word of God. You better be careful, because we were warned in Ezekiel. We were warned in Isaiah. We were warned in Jeremiah. We were warned throughout the Bible to be careful who your prophets are, who your priests are, who your messengers are, messengers from God, or at least claim to be from God, because they're really, really not what you think they are, and you need to be aware of that. And to help you understand that, I'm going to read you just a little bit from the book of Ezekiel. Now remember, Ezekiel was a prophet, and God was telling him what to say. As a matter of fact, the first verse in Ezekiel says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying." Now I'm just starting with the first verse. I'm not going to go through a lot of the rest of those verses right after that. But it's God talking. He's telling him exactly what to write, okay? And he tells us on over in Ezekiel, verse 18 says, "And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will we hunt the souls of my people, and will we save the souls alive that came unto you?" Okay? Now, he's opening it up here to tell you, before that, he warns us. He says, you've got to be careful of the prophets. You've got those claiming to be prophets. You've got to be careful to those claiming to be preachers. You got to be careful what they're telling you, because nothing irritates God more than for them to lie. It says, because with lies, talking to these prophets, these preachers, these teachers, he says, because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wickedness by promising him life. Therefore ye shall see no more vanity nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I'm just telling you that all through the Bible, we were warned to be careful what our source is. And I mean, God warned us that it's going to infiltrate the ministry, and it has. A lot of you are being taught some things that are absolutely not biblical, but they're teaching it as though it were biblical, when in reality It is nothing but traditions of man. And Jesus warned us, be careful the traditions of man which make void the word of God. So what is your source? Well, let's go back now to Genesis chapter 1. What happened after Genesis chapter 1, verse 1? Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. You see, this is the creation of the second earth age, or the flesh age that we're in now. I'm not going to go too deep into this except to tell you that that's when you read on down to verse 26, and God says, let us make, now isn't it interesting, he says us, let us make man, talking about humans, in our image. Isn't it interesting that he says our? Well, see, that's telling you, all those souls were taken from the first earth age and put in paradise, and then God started it over again. Verse 2 tells us that the earth became without form and void. He flooded the earth and destroyed it and started it over, and he required us to be born of water. That means through the flesh, through the womb, okay, we're born. And then what happens in Genesis next? God created Adam and Eve, of course, but what happens next is they had to choose between the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God told them, don't even look at it, don't touch it, don't partake of it, or the tree of life, which was there also, and that's Jesus Christ. You could touch any tree in the garden, you could partake of any tree in the garden, but that tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't even get near it, and for sure don't touch it. And what is the first thing that Satan does? He lied to Adam and Eve. He lied to Eve first. The Bible makes it very clear that he deceived them. And as a result of that, what happened? Sin entered the world. So Satan is right there from the beginning. He became a source of information for them that they should never have partaken in. And sin became a part of the existence of earth today, and it's stuck with us. But it is this testing time, and you're going to be tested on this earth while you're in the flesh. Are you going to choose the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and you're going to follow down Satan's row? Or are you going to choose Jesus Christ and learn everything you can about him and how he lived and how he taught us to live? That's what it all boils down to. So now we know how evil entered the earth. It was Satan. It's throughout the Bible. You read about it. It just keeps on happening, just like the parable of the tares. The tares are the wicked one and his children, offspring of Satan. That's what they are. So anyway, today in modern times, how this ties in is, what is your source for news? What is your source for information to keep abreast of what's happening in the world today? Of course, I like to watch the news, but mainly, I tell you, I like to watch local news for one reason only, and that's to see what the weather patterns are. I'm a farmer. I like to farm, so I've got to pay attention to the weather. But I'm going to tell you something. ABC, CBS, NBC, that bunch, all of them, I don't watch their local news, the news part of it. The weather I'll watch, but the rest of it, they're all part of the wicked system of lies and deceit, trying to get us to think what they want us to think, to do what they want us to do, to go where they want us to go, to spend our money the way they should think it should be done. And so what is your source? You got to be careful. Right now, there's a lot of bad news. I mean, the Baltimore Bridge coming down. If you believe that that ship hitting that particular section of that bridge is what brought it down, you're not paying attention. How in the world could that entire bridge collapse almost instantly from that? That don't even make sense. And if you look at the actual videos that was taken during this event, you can see explosions going off under the other support systems at the same time that ship hit, or shortly thereafter. Listen, it's a war. They just started the war. They separated us by the Mason-Dixon line again. They're pitting us against each other. Why? Because the deep state, the politicians, the elite, the powers that be, they have got to have war, or their banking system is going to crumble and fall apart. And what do we see today? We see nations like BRIC, the British, and all these others, BRIC, Britain, Russia, and all of them, that BRIC stands for. What are they doing? They're starting their own money. You see, up until now, the whole world had to use only the United States dollar was recognized as the dollar you could buy oil and petroleum products with. That's changing right before our eyes. We're losing a huge amount of income. We're losing a huge amount of power instantly as this happens. Why? Because nobody trusts the United States anymore. Why does the whole world, why do they no longer trust the United States of America? Look at our leadership. What is your source for politics? Is it Joe Biden? Or maybe you like his son Hunter better. Good grief, or maybe that so-called vice president he's got. She hadn't got a lick of sense. She is a fool, and I don't use that word loosely. She is. Good grief, Biden's bad, but I don't want her up there in power either. But what has Biden done the entire time he's there? What has our entire political system been doing for the last 60, 70, 80 years? They've been taking us down the path they want us to go, which is slavery. Now, here we go. We can tie back to the Bible again. What happened in the history of Israel, of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob? Jacob had seven sons. He had 12 sons, and those 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel. Remember, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, so they became the 12 tribes of Israel. And what happened to them? Because Israel turned their back on God and started into idolatry. That's worshiping any god other than the only true and living God. It always ends bad. Read your Bible. Every single time God's chosen people, the Israelites, the Hebrew, every time they chose to worship other gods, idols, just like in Pharaoh's day, they became slaves because of that. And then while they were slaves in Egypt, what happened? They got involved with them same old gods that Pharaoh was worshiping. They were made out of gold or copper or bronze or brass or they were beautiful to look upon by the human eye, but they weren't human. Look at them. They had the heads of frogs and the heads of beasts. Insanity. These things, the Bible even says, how can you worship things that can neither talk nor hear or have a conversation with you is more or less what it says. So what happens here on earth today, we are listening to people who are complete idiots. As a result of them listening to Pharaoh and his gods, they were enslaved, miserable slavery. They were under task 12, 14 hours a day for 400 years. But God finally heard their cries. They started turning back to God and begging God to forgive them. And what did God do? Being the compassionate God he is, he forgave them. He turned back to them. And he took them out of slavery and set them free. And what did he do as they left? Listen to me. As they were getting ready to leave, he gave us a picture of what's going to happen in the near future. He gave them all their wealth back. Remember, as they were leaving, all the people of Egypt gave them gold and silver and wealth. I mean, wealth you couldn't believe, and they took it with them when they left. And then God protected them as the Egyptians changed their mind and chased them to the border of the river, and then he separated the river and let them go across on dry land. And then when Pharaoh and his entire army got in the middle of the Great Sea with the water billowing on both sides, when they got across, the Hebrews got across, he closed the waters in on them and destroyed that whole army. That's what's about to happen. You got to read the rest of your Bible. But what is your source? Are you listening to the mainstream media? If you are, you're going to be worshiping their gods. And what are their gods? Science. You got to believe the science. We got to all get the jab. We've got to all have the vaccines. We've got to all wear masks. We ought to all stand 6 feet apart. We got to all pay taxes, bunches of taxes. Remember, that's what they were doing to the Hebrew. Pharaoh was taxing them into non-existence. They had food to eat and a place to live and some clothes to wear, and that was it. And it was miserable. because they were slaves to a system that was worshiping the wrong gods. We are now, America, we've become slaves to a system that's worshiping false gods. We worship the gods of Ishtar. Some of you just recently went through Easter. You don't realize that Easter is only mentioned once in the whole Bible, and that's in Hebrews, and it's a mistranslation. The name in Hebrew, in Greek, was Paschal. You know what that means? Passover. Passover is the most important holy day of the year. That's when the Egyptians, the way they escaped is God told them to take the lamb's blood and put it around the doorways and the windows of their homes so that the death angel would pass over them, and that became Passover, and it did. All the Egyptians' firstborn died, even their cattle, their dogs, everything they owned that was living, the firstborn of every one of them died, so Pharaoh set them free. That's how God works. Well, he's doing it again. Why is Passover this year so important? You may call it Easter, but it's Passover. That's when Christ died on that cross, was at Passover. Why? Because his blood became the Passover, so that the death angel would pass over us. If we want the death angel to pass over America, we better ask God to forgive us and put ourselves back under the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who took the sins of the world upon himself so we could have forgiveness. I hope I'm getting a picture across to you, and I'm hoping it's becoming clearer and clearer to you, and I hope you're wondering, what is my source? Are you being taught about the Kenites? Why, most of you don't even know what a Kenite is. Now, I'm not talking about Canaanites. That's a different thing. Kenites, it's in the Bible. Look it up. They are the offspring of Satan, and they've infiltrated this earth. They've deceived us in our news media. They've deceived us in our biblical teachings, and they're involved in our medical profession. What is your source for health? What is your source for good health? Are you dependent on a pharmaceutical industry that is evil to the core and goes all the way back to the most evil satanic worship on earth? Even Revelation chapter 18, verses 21 through 24, read it. Or is it chapter 21? Anyway, it's one of those. It says in there, toward the end of days, in other words, toward the end of time, toward the end of this earth age, what it's telling us is that the nations of the earth, that means all the nations of the world, will be deceived by sorcery. What is sorcery? Look it up in the Greek. It means pharmakia, pharmaceutical, pharmacist, a druggist, a poisoner. What are we doing? My mom and dad, millions of people around this earth, and especially in the United States, have become so dependent on a satanic system for their health, which has no goal in mind but to make sure that every bit of the information they give us make us sicker and sicker and less healthy, so we'll become more and more dependent upon them, when in reality God has given us everything on this earth to support human health, to support the health of the flesh, so we can live to our genetic potential without disease. It's right in front of our eyes. That's what nutritional health care is all about, is we have extensively studied and gone into deep, deep research to find out what the best nutrients on earth are. And when people put them in their bodies, it's almost 100% of them health starts to get better, starts to improve. And over time, they're getting better medical reports. They're taking less and less medication. They're becoming less and less dependent on the pharmaceutical industry, which is evil. And they're more and more dependent upon God and his creations instead of man and his concoctions. That's where we're at. Who are you listening to? You got to listen to the right people, because when you're listening to the mainstream media, they're going to take away your right to free speech. You know why they want to take away your right to free speech? Because of things I say. They don't want you to know the truth, because then you stop being dependent on them and their money system starts to crumble. You got to remember, we were warned that in the last days, on the sixth trump, the sixth vial, the sixth seal, it's all there, 666. That's the number of Satan. That's the number of the devil. That's the number of the serpent. That's the number of death. That's the number of man. trusting man instead of God. What happens on the sixth trump? Satan comes. He's here, folks. Now, he's not here yet like he's about to be, but his spirit's here. His spirit is directing all these powers that you're starting to listen to, that a lot of people listen to and depend upon. What is your source? Make sure it's not from Satan himself, because most of it is. Look at the TV commercials. They're promoting homosexuality. Look at the news. They're promoting cross-dressing. Look at the media. They're even trying to get us to accept pedophilia, that it's okay to have feelings and have sexual experiences with children. This is insane. Don't listen to them and stop spending your money with them. You want to help destroy them? Don't listen to them and don't spend your money. I won't even watch TV shows anymore that promote homosexuality. I will not watch it. Stop watching that trash. Don't let your children or your grandchildren watch it. Take a stand for God and His Word again and watch the blessings start to flow, because throughout the entire Bible, every time God's people, which who we are, by the way, you do realize the United States of America is part of the Hebrew race. Your mouths are dropping open. How can he say that? Are you not reddish? What does reddish mean? Light complected, flesh in the blood. I mean, blood in the face. Look it up. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Let's stop giving them our money. We've got, you know, Donald Trump just said something. I hope you're paying attention. He said, when I'm elected in 2020, at the end of 2024 and go into 2025, I will stop the income tax, the payroll tax. Who are you going to vote for? Who are you listening to? You listening to Joe Biden and them bunch of evil politicians on both sides, Democrat and Republican, that's promoting more taxes all the time? Here we are. We're back in Egypt. We're being slaves again, when all we got to do is turn back to God and He'll set us free. What a beautiful picture. What an awesome picture that God has given us in His Word. Do you even read the Word of God? Or are you dependent on some knucklehead man out there that claims to be a follower of God, teaching man's traditions instead of the Word of God? Be careful. If they can't verify it in the Bible, don't follow it. It's that simple. They can't verify, for instance, I'm going to give you one example, and I know I harp on this a lot. Rapture's not even mentioned in the Bible. Quit telling them you're going to fly away. Go back to Ezekiel and read where I was again in chapter 13. Read the whole chapter and you'll see he says, I don't like the ones that teach my people to fly away. God is not trying to get no one to fly away, because we're going to be here with Jesus to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Yes, it's Freedom Friday. I know it sounds like a sermon, but it's not, because I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher, and I teach the Word of God. You need to pay attention. You need to know what your source is. I hope your source is God. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. It's always a pleasure to bring these to you. I ask you to share this with other people if you like the message. You know, pay attention to what's going on around you. Be sure you'd stop supporting the evil ones, because by supporting them, you're helping them. We don't want to help them. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health. And remember, this year, magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's Health Update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.